play. We thank you, you've opened in this contact. Please give me a call for a first question, over.
Please, I'm ready. I'm really glad to talk with you guys, and I'm ready for your question.
During your mission, which experiment are you carrying out? Over.
We are doing many experiments. We are doing combustion experiments. We are doing plant growth experiments. We're doing crystal growth experiments. We're doing a lot to make sure that we try to make life on Earth and life away from Earth as we go farther away better.
Hello, my name is Mona. Is it always dark in space, or do you have the alternation of day and night? Over.
Thank you, Simona. We actually have alternation of day and night. It's the daytime when we are in front of the Earth and can see the sun, but when we fly behind the Earth, it becomes nighttime.
My name is Francesca. Do you see other planets from the ISS?
Thank you, Francesca. Yes, we can see some planets from the ISS, but they're very, very tiny dots of light. We've been able to see Venus, and I think we've been able to see Mars also.
Hello, my name is Michele. How does the coupling between the Soyuz and the ISS work?
Michele, my first answer is the docking between the Soyuz and ISS works very well. And what happens is we extend a probe from the Soyuz that looks like a stick with a ball on it. And when the ball goes inside a cone, the cone grabs it and holds us tight, and then we start locking down the docking.
My name is Vito. Who is the pilot of the ISS?
Vito, the pilot really are the computers. We don't do much steering. We let the computers tell the ISS where to go.
Hello, my name is Ilaria. Are you meals on board the ISS similar to those on Earth?
Thank you, Larry. The meals on board ISS are very much similar to those on Earth. If you are familiar with camping food, we have a lot of camping food, but we also bring up other food like you can get from a store on Earth.
My name is Daniele. Why do you wear the space suit outside the ISS?
That's a great question. If we go outside in space, there is zero air and there is zero pressure out there in space, and we would die almost immediately. So we wear the spacesuit so that we can have a pressurized environment and we can breathe oxygen.
Why is the ISS composed of many modules?
Great question. And the bottom line answer is we could not launch the entire space station all at one time. We had to bring it up in pieces. And the pieces, for the most part, had to be able to fit in the space shuttle. So that's why we have multiple modules.
My name is Daniele. Where do you deposit your rocks on the ISS? Over.
Well, you might know that the space shuttle is going to come visit us here tomorrow. And we will put our waste and our trash in the space shuttle, some of it. The other part of our trash and waste goes into the progress vehicles, and when the progress vehicles leave, they burn up in the atmosphere.
My name is Viviana. At what time are the daily rest periods of the astronauts?
Thank you for asking. We normally are working on London time. So our London time would be about 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night, and we sleep until 6 o'clock in the morning.
My name is Martina. What does your daily working plan look like?
Thank you for asking. That's a great question. We normally have about 2 hours of exercise. We've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then in between those periods, we have maintenance as well as research and scientific experiments.
My name is Nicola. Is your cardiac rhythm in space the same as on Earth?
For the most part, and that's a great question, for the most part, yes, our cardiac rhythm is about the same. We do have a little bit of differences on the amount of work the heart has to do in adaptation, but for the most part, it's the same.
My name is Stefania. How do you communicate with your relatives?
Thank you for asking. We have email up here. We also have the ability to use the computers to make internet phone calls. And so I can talk to the family via the computer and make calls directly to them.
Why have you always to do physical training?
If we don't do physical training, our muscles will atrophy and get very weak. And we want to be able to be healthy when we return so we can get out of the spaceship. Also, exercising helps us keep our bones strong and helps prevent bone loss.
My name is Vito. What is the actual size of the ISS?
The actual size of the ISS is a little bit over 100 meters long, 100 meters wide, and 100 meters high.
My name is Annalisa. What temperature is inside the ISS?
We can control the temperature in the ISS, and each module has its own ability to control its temperature. But we're about somewhere between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius.
My name is Eliana. How do you produce the electric energy on the ISS?
We produce the electrical energy on the ISS by using our solar arrays to catch the sunlight, and then we store the electricity that's produced from the sunlight in batteries.
My name is Francesco. Is it possible for a pet to live on board the ISS?
It is possible for a pet to live on board. And you might know the Russians first launched a dog into space, and a dog was able to live in space. And also, both countries have launched monkeys in space. So it's possible to have pets. It is, but we don't have any up here.
My name is Alessandra. Is it possible to use a mobile phone on the ISS?
It is not possible because the cell phone does not talk directly to the satellites. On Earth, the mobile phones talk to towers on Earth, so we're not able to use a mobile phone up here, but we can use our computers to call phones.
My name is Mariangela. How do you wash yourself?
We are not able to take a shower or a bath because the water would escape all over the place. What we do is we have wet towels and sponges, and we take a sponge bath.
My name is Alberto. Can the ISS avoid an impact with meteorites?
If we know about the meteorite, we are able to change our orbit a little bit in order to be able to avoid things like debris that's in space. We can change the orbit so that we can avoid that.
What are the steps to become an astronaut?
The steps to become an astronaut are to stay in school for as long as you can, studying what you love, become very good at it, and also become a very good team member so that you can contribute to a big team, and also be sure that you're able to manage risk, like mountain climbing or scuba diving, be able to do those things in a risky environment but make them as safe as possible. And then you have to start applying.
Okay, Mr. Pivon, stop the question. Thank you very much for contact. Very best, 73, and good permanence in the space. Bye-bye from Italy, Zulu 7, Echo Victor Romeo.
Zulu 7, Echo Victor Romeo, I have enjoyed. Good luck to you, and thank you for talking with me. Echo Romeo 4, ISS, out.
Okay, boy. Bye-bye.